हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनाभवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते, येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। यैरिमे गुरुभिः पूर्वं पदवाक्यप्रमाणतः व्याख्याता सर्ववेदान्तास्ता नित्यं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्। ॐ शन्नो मित्रः शं वरुणः, शन्नो भवत्वर्यमा, शन्न इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः, शन्नो विष्णुरुरुक्रमः, नमो ब्रह्मणे, नमस्ते वायो, त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि, त्वामेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि, ऋतं वदिष्यामि, सत्यं वदिष्यामि, तन्मामवतु, तद्वक्तारमवतु, अवतु माम्, अवतु वक्तारम्। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। वी हैव टू एंटर इन टू द सेकेंड अनुवाका ऑफ द शिक्षावली। दिस शिक्षावली बिगिन्स विद दिस वर्ड शिक्षा। आफ्टर शांति पाठ द फर्स्ट वर्ड इज शिक्षा। That is why this chapter itself is called Sikshavalli. Siksham. Let us chant the mantra once, then we'll see the meanings. Siksham vyakhyasyamah. Siksham vyakhyasyamah. शिक्षां व्याख्यास्यामः। वर्णस्वरः मात्राबलं सामसन्तानः इत्युक्तशिक्षाध्यायः। संस्कृतं क्लास् लाङ्ग् अगो I taught you these swaras. Anudattaha, udattaha, swaritaha, dirghaswaritaha, etc. But anyway, briefly I'll explain the swaras also in the next class, because we need to recite the Saitropani mantras in the proper swaras. Okay. Before entering into this, seeing the meaning of this mantra, let me remind you of the subject matter of this section. The word siksha, siksha should be taken as siksha. Siksha alone is said to be siksha in the mantra. Siksha, we understand the meaning of the word siksha as siksha, the meaning of the word siksha. The siksha is said to be siksha. It is Chandasa Prayogaha. It's a Vedic usage. In conventional language, what is said to be Siksha in the Veda is said to be Siksha. Therefore, we call it Chandasa Prayogaha, Vedic usage. We do not question why Siksha is presented as Siksha. We do not question. When you say Chandasa Prayogaha, we understand it. And we have Mahatmas given, written commentaries on that, on his mantras, and they have explained Siksha should be taken as siksha. We understand. We take it. The word siksha literally means teaching. The word sikshanam, teaching. Sikshate, teaches. Sikshakaha, teacher. Sikshika, female teacher. Sikshika, teacher. Sikshakaha, teacher. Sikshate, teaches. Sikshanam, teaching. Siksha also means teaching. And siksha also means punishment. These are all general meanings. I want you to remember all this. Okay, but here, siksha means science of phonetics. Science of phonetics is siksha. The discipline of phonetics is siksha. So the knowledge on pronunciation, knowledge of pronunciation is siksha. See, correctly pronouncing itself is a discipline. And having the knowledge of correct pronunciation is a discipline. Because in order to be correct in one's pronunciation, one has to pay attention. See, anything you do useful, anything useful when we do attentively, it becomes a discipline. If you pay our attention to what we are doing, it becomes a discipline. Therefore, when we are chanting, if we pronounce correctly, it becomes a discipline. If we have the knowledge of how to pronounce correctly, it's a discipline. Therefore, siksha means science of phonetics. The discipline of knowing how to pronounce correctly. The discipline of knowledge on pronunciation is siksha. So, siksham vyakhyasyamaha. Siksham vyakhyasyamaha. Vyakhyasyamaha. We shall explain. We shall expound this discipline of how to pronounce correctly, properly. We shall explain the science of phonetics. Okay. And the science of phonetics involves the following topics. What are they? Varnaha, swaraha, matra, balam, sama, santanaha. The six factors. The science of phonetics consists of six factors. Varnaha, swaraha, matra, balam, sama, santanaha. Ityukta sikshadhyayaha. What does the word varnaha mean? What does the word swaraha mean? Matra means what? Balam means what? Sama means what? Santanaha means what? What do these six factors mean? What do the six words mean in this context of the subject matter of the discipline of knowledge of pronunciation? Varnaha, swaraha, matra, balam, sama, santanah. Ittukta sikshadhyayah. Let me tell the literal meaning here. Now, the science of phonetic deals with varnah. See, varnah literally means color. We all know very well, akaranta pullinga shabdaha, varnah means color. But here, in Siksha Shastram, in the discipline pertaining to the knowledge of pronunciation, varnaha means alphabet, the alphabet. So varnaha, alphabets. What are varnaha? In all vowels and all consonants, vowels and consonants, swaraha. You know, we have this achaha halaha, all vowels and consonants are varnaha. So the alphabet, varnaha singular word, so the alphabet. Then swaraha, swaraha means here accent. Now in Sanskrit we are going to learn, I'm going to teach you it in the following class. Of course we have already learned it when we did the Moola Granthaha. Original text when we did, I've already learnt it. Still, I remind you again. Swaraha, the accent. We have this anudatta swaraha, udatta swaraha, dirgha swaraha, dirgha swaritaha, anudattaha, udattaha, swaritaha, dirgha swaritaha. These are the swaras used in Vedic chanting. And we are very familiar with the Vedic chanting swaras of Krishna Yajurveda in the south of India. In Sangeetam we have swaras, saptaswaraha. They are different. That is Sangeeta swaraha. But here we have Vedika swaraha, the accent. Then matra. Matra means a duration of time taken to utter, to pronounce a given alphabet, measure. Matra, measure. A means ekamatra kalaha, one unit of time. A, two units of time. I, one unit of time. E, two units of time. So vowel should take one unit of time. Short vowel, long vowel should take two units of time, consonant should take one unit of time. There is a measure called matra. Balam. Bala means how emphatically it is uttered, chanted. Emphasis. Balam here is emphasis. Balam literally means strength. So expression of strength. In the sense, balam is emphasis. Sama. Sama means, very beautiful it is, when you're chanting also, the pace in chanting must be maintained uniformly. Uniform. The pace maintained in chanting must be uniform. So, uniformity of pace in chanting is sama. I'll explain to you. We are going to see how, we are going to understand every word again. I'm giving the literal meanings now. Sama, santanaha. Santanaha means joining in of letters. Conjunction. Santanaha. Joining of letters. Conjunction. These are the literal meanings of these six words. Varnaha, swaraha, matra, balam, sama, santanaha. Therefore, this discipline of knowledge on pronunciation, otherwise said to be the science of phonetics, involving these six factors, will be explained. So, we shall explain these six factors. In ityuktasi ikshadhyayah. So, sikshadhyayam, sikshadhyayah. Adhyayah, therefore, the chapter on the science of phonetics, uktaha iti, iti tas, iti uktaha, ityuktaha, yan sandhi, iti tas uktaha, has been said means what? Has been taught. What has been taught? Sikshadhyayah, the chapter on pronunciation, the chapter on science of phonetics has been taught, the chapter on the discipline of pronunciation has been taught. Ityuktasi ikshadhyayah. It's not the whole chapter is not going to discuss only this. Very briefly, it is mentioned. Understand the mantra again. Shiksham, shiksham. You do not see any marks above or below the letters. So the swara that we follow in this particular word is what? Udatta swaraha, udatta swaraha. Shiksham vyakhyasyamah, vyakhyasyamah, vyakhyasyamah. That ya, you find a swara below, the mark below, that mark you found below the letter is anudattaha. Denotes the anudatta swaraha. And no swara you find below or above means udatta swaraha. You find two lines, it is dirghaswaritaha. Varnaswaraha. The na there anudattaha. Var udatta. Swaraha udatta. I'm just giving you just an idea. Matra balam. The tra. Ma udatta swara. Tra ma tra. Tra anudattaha. Balam. No mark above or below. Therefore, the swara followed is udattaha. Sama, sama, santanaha. I will not be talking about these swaras again. I mean, I can talk to you again separately, not in Upanishad class. We can have one separate session to understand these swaras. Just I want to mention once, only once today, because we will not be spending time for all this. Sama santanaha, sama, that above, that ma, you find one mark. That mark stands for swaritaswaraha. So, anudattaha, if you find a mark below a letter, that mark stands for anudattaswaraha. The mark above the letter denotes swaritaswaraha. If you do not find any mark at all, that stands for udattaswaraha. If you find two lines, two marks above the letter, that denotes dirghaswaritaha. There are only four swaras we follow here. Anudattaha, udattaha, swaritaha, dirghaswaritaha. Anudattaha, udattaha, swaritaha, dirghaswaritaha. Anudattaha, udattaha, swaritaha, dirghaswaritaha. There's no other swara, only four swaras here. Siksham vyakhyasyamah, varnaswaraha, मात्राबलं सामसन्तानः इत्युक्तस्येक्षाध्यायः. It is only a literal meaning. Okay. So Shankara Bhagavatpada will make it very clear. Don't worry, every word will understand clearly. Now, first of all, Shankara Bhagavatpada makes it very clear why this topic of phonetics is discussed in the very second section, opening section of this chapter. Why? Why this topic of siksha is discussed? He says, Arthajnana pradhanatvat upanishadaha granthapate yatnoparamaha mabhut iti sikshadhyayaha arabhyate. So you have to explain everything. Why this topic of siksha, the science of pronunciation, is discussed? He says, sikshadhyayaha arabhyate. The science of the discipline of the pronunciation is begun. Sikshadhyayaha arabhyate. The science of phonetics is begun. Why? He says, granthapate yatna uparamaha mabhut iti. Mabhut means may there not be. There should not be. There should not be. What should not be there? Uparamaha. Uparamaha means withdrawal. Uparamaha means withdrawal. Giving up. Reluctance. Hesitation. Okay. Uparamaha should not be there. There should not be any reluctance. There should not be any withdrawal of the effort. Withdrawal of effort. There should not be giving up of the effort. Yatna uparamaha. Yatnasya uparamaha. Yatno uparamaha. There should not be giving up of the effort. There should not be reluctance in making effort. There should not be indifference. Okay. There should not be giving up of the effort. In what? Granthapate. Granthasya pataha granthapataha. Please make a note. The word pataha literally means lesson. You know the word pataha, lesson. Pathati, reads. Reads, studies, recites. The meanings of the word pathati, pathanam, reciting, reading. So, pathaha means what? The recitation. Pathe yatna uparamaha mabhut. There should not be giving up of the effort. There should not be withdrawal of effort in the recitation of granthaha. Granthasya pate yattasya uparamaha mabhut. So granthapata means recitation of the text. Now the text has to be recited. Like how you recite it. Shiksham vya akhya syamaha varnaswaraha matrabalam samasantanaha ityuktasi ikshadhyayaha. This is recitation. We are going to recite the whole Upanishad. So, Grantha Pathe, in the recitation of the text, one should not give up the interest. One should not give up one's effort in reciting the mantras. So, Granthapate yatnoparamaha mabhut. There should not be giving up of, withdrawal of the effort in the recitation of the text. Okay. One should have interest in reciting the text properly. In order to make a person have interest in the recitation also, this topic of siksha, the science of phonetics, is begun here. Why there should not be interest? What is the reason for not having interest in reciting the text? She says, artha jnana pradhanatvat upanishadaha. Upanishad has the pradhanatvam, importance, only in knowing its meanings. Artha jnanameva pradhanam. Arthasya jnanameva pradhanam. I mean what? The importance is always of the knowledge of the meanings. The importance is always in knowing the meanings of the meanings of the words of the Upanishad. Because we benefit only by knowing the meanings of the words of the Upanishads. So we are interested only in our benefit. We can benefit from the knowledge of the meanings of the words of the Upanishads. Therefore, our focus will be only in knowing the meanings of the words. Because knowing the meanings of the words of Upanishads is very important for us. Only in knowing the meanings, our benefit is there. Therefore, we will make effort only in knowing the meanings of the words of the Upanishad. We will not pay attention to the recitation aspect of the text. Arthajnana pradhanatvat upanishadaha. As the Upanishad always enjoys the importance in terms of knowing the meanings of the words of the Upanishad, it is possible for one to lose interest. It is possible for one to give up the effort in the recitation of the text. Therefore, it is said, Arthajnana pradhanatvat upanishadaha. As the Upanishad always has importance in terms of knowing the meanings of the words of the Upanishad, one should not give up one's effort in reciting the text. There should not be giving up of the effort in the recitation of the text. Therefore, to emphasize the importance of the recitation of the text also, here the Sikshadhyayaha Arabhyate, the science of phonetics is begun. Artha jnana pradhanatvat upanishadaha. Granthapate yatna uparamaha mabhut iti sikshadhyayaha arabhyate. Arthajnanam pradhanam. Knowledge of the meanings of the words of the Upanishad is very important, no doubt. We can benefit only if we have the knowledge of the meanings of the words of the Upanishad. Mere mechanical chanting of the Upanishad mantras will not help us benefit help us attain the benefit, enjoy the benefit, no doubt. That doesn't mean we should not recite the mantras properly, because the recitation of the text also is a discipline. One should not withdraw, there should not be withdrawal of the effort in the recitation of the text. Therefore, here Sikshadhyayaha Arabhyate. The science of phonetics is begun. Okay. He explained why these six aspects have to be discussed and understood here. The purpose has been made very clear. Okay. As I said, there are mantras which are meant for recitation, reciting, chanting. What is a mantraha? We have a beautiful definition. A mantraha, any word does not become a mantra. Even though mantra can be a word, mantra can be a small sentence, but any word does not become a mantra. Any sentence does not become a mantra. Of course, mantra is a word or a sentence. Mantra is that which has been received by rishis, the words which got revealed to certain highly, highly disciplined minded rishis, sages. And mantra is that which has the capacity to protect the one who resides. Mananat trayate iti mantraha. Mananat trayate iti mantraha. Trayate means protects. Just as we say, gayantam trayate iti gayatri. Gayatri is the name of a meter. Gayatri is the name of a meter. Any mantra in that meter, when recited, it protects the one who recites it. So, protector of the reciter, protector of the reciter is the meaning of the word Gayatri. Gayantam trayate iti Gayatri. The name of a meter. Any mantra in that specific meter is the protector of the reciter of that mantra in that given meter. Of course, it is Surya Gayatri. Is actually the Savitri mantra in Gayatri meter. Is Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitarvare Enyam Bhargo Devasidhimahi Dhyoyona Prachodayaat. It's not my class. It's not nothing to do with this mantra. I'm just simply chanting. Just to say, this is a Savitri mantra in Gayatri meter. The Gayatri, the name of the meter itself says, protector of the reciter. Gayantam trayate iti Gayatri. Similarly, mantraha, anything which protects the reciter. Mananat trayate iti mantraha. That which protects the one who dwells upon it. Dwelling upon it, how? Reciting it mentally, chanting it mentally or orally with a focused attention. So reciting a mantra mentally or orally with a focused attention protects the reciter. Therefore, it is said to be mantra. Mananat trayate iti mantra. And these mantras meant for recitation, all the words in Veda Shastra, Upanishads are mantras only. Upanishads consist only of mantras. But they were all received. So, mantras meant for recitation can be recited. and can be beneficial also. What I mean? One can enjoy the benefit of simply reciting the mantras also, without knowing the meanings also. If there are mantras meant for reciting. Yesterday I also mentioned this in the class. With meanings also you can, with the knowledge of the meanings we can recite, it will be better. Without knowing the meanings also we can recite certain mantras, but properly. With correct pronouncing correctly, if we recite the mantras, definitely we can enjoy the benefit of reciting the mantras. Without translating them into any language. Mantra means the mantra alone should be recited, not the translation of it in any other language. Mantra should be recited as it is. But these are the mantras contained in the first chapter. Whereas the second chapter, which presents the subject matter of Brahma, absolute reality, those mantras are not meant for mere recitation. The meanings of the words should be properly unfolded and they must be understood correctly. Only if we have the knowledge of the meanings of the words of the second chapter, we can enjoy the benefit. Otherwise, it will be of no use. So it is possible for one to lose interest in reciting the mantras. I need to know the meanings. Knowledge alone will be useful for me. Knowledge alone will help me. I need only jnanam. I need to know the meanings of the words. I do not need to recite the mantras. So one will lose interest in reciting the mantras. One will not make any effort at all to recite the mantras. But reciting also is very important. Reciting the mantras also, recitation also is a discipline. Therefore, it is said here by Acharya that Sikshadhyayaha Arabhyate, the discipline of the science of phonetics, the discipline in terms of the science of phonetics is begun in order not to give up the interest in the recitation of the text. One should not give up one's effort in reciting the text. One must recite the text properly. The possibility of losing the interest is because of the fact that knowledge of the words of the Upanishads alone is important. Therefore, what? One should learn to recite. Arthajnana pradhanatvat upanishadaha granthapate yatna uparamaha mabhut iti sikshadhyayaha arabhyate. Now, what is siksha? We have to see properly. We'll see in the next class. It's okay. I wanted to tell you one thing. In yesterday's class, I explained the definitions of upasanam. One more definition I have to explain, which I will do it next class. Okay. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹி ஓம் தத்சத். ஸ்ரீகுருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.